Language in the bill hopes to empower courts to make individualized decisions about the terms and conditions of pretrial release based on an evidence-based risk assessment tool. And as DCJ's Kirsten Cornell says, that means utilizing cash bail less frequently.
Sometimes dangerous people have the economic means to post that bail. And so that the cash system really does nothing to ensure protection of the community.
And on the flip side, Cornell says cash bail unintentionally detains people who don't pose a risk to society simply because they don't have the money to post bail.
The longer somebody is detained pretrial, the worse their future outcomes are going to be because people's lives destabilize really quickly. And something as short as, you know, a 72-hour detention, in that amount of time, somebody may lose a job, you know, they may, you know, it presents custody issues.
The bill also requires courts to review the terms and conditions of pretrial release for those unable to meet the requirements and detained because of that for 72 hours. But Cornell and other groups like the ACLU of Delaware say this bill is just the beginning of a much larger and much needed prison reform effort in the first state. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.